Hiya.
Thank you. Swimming costume. A Hawaiian night here last night, apparently. Palm trees and stuff. I don't know why they didn't take it all down. It looks like a five-legged spider. Isn't it going? Right, we're going to start with two tunes. The first is an old Carol Ann tune from Ireland, because that's where he was from. And the second is an English tune called The Black Joke. We're going to play a set of dance tunes from Yorkshire and Northumberland. Play a Swedish waltz now from Sweden, and we don't play any Swedish waltzes that aren't from Sweden. It's policy.
This is, we learnt this from a group of fiddle players called Orsa Spellman. They play all sorts of big fiddles, little fiddles, middle-sized fiddles, mummy fiddles, daddy fiddles.
If you don't like fiddles, then...
They're not for you, but then you shouldn't really be here at all if you don't like fiddles. You're in big trouble.
So. Oh, yeah. Yes, so this is a Swedish waltz, and in our best bad conversational Yorkshire Swedish, it's called Balta Sven's Parapolket. Yes, are there any Swedish people in the audience?
Yeah, if there's anyone Swedish, I'm really sorry.
But you should hear Lucky Oceans try and say it. It's even better. When I was little, my babysitter used to say to me to get me to put clothes on. I used to go, President of Uganda, and I used to go, Armin. No, I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, what now? Yeah. This is a song that I learnt from my mum. But I didn't quite learn it directly off her. I actually learned it off a video of her singing when she was about my age.
Poor things, they don't talk to each other in her family, they just make recordings.
Yeah, we're leaving...
See you on BBC Two, darling.
Yeah. We're leaving little messages for each other around in the retail outlets of the world. Like, my mum's going to bring out a CD called No, You Can't Borrow the Car. My dad's bringing one out called You're Not Going Out Looking Like That. So, song. This is called An Old Country Farmer. And I learned it off my mum when she was on a video and she had one of those Vidal Sassoon haircuts. It was about 1960-something. One of those Vidal, she used to go to Vidal Sassoon.
So shiny, just the shiniest hair.
Shiny hair, straight across like that and down.
These
little
skis
things, ski clubs. Either side, one of those.
So sharp.
Like a black plastic helmet.
But everyone had them hairdos, even the really small kids.
It's our family for you. And there's loads, it's a good video they made actually. They had a documentary made about them. And it's about 25 minutes, half an hour long. And it's just all of my sort of elder relatives when they were babies, and all my parents and everything when they were about our age. And they all live in the same house, and they just seem to be kids on beds everywhere, and books and instruments, and you can't get in the place for the nest. And you know, she's telling me to tidy my room, and I'm going, I saw you. And my mum had this stuffed platypus that she used to carry around with her everywhere, on a board. It was a platypus on a board, and I don't know why she got so attached to it, but she was so tough with it. In the end, my uncle Michael, her brother, put wheels on it to pull it around. Platypus skateboard. So this is a country farmer.
It's of an old country farmer living in the West Country, and he had the prettiest little wife that you ever did see. Well, a young fella came a-courting her when the old man, he wasn't nigh. And it's all time to take a tumble amongst the barley and the rye. When the old man woke in the morning and he found himself all alone, he looked out of the window and saw his wife in the corn. And the young fella lay beside her, which caused the man for to cry. He said, wife, I wonder at you for a spoiling of the rye. She cried, oh husband, she cried, oh husband, it's the like I've never done before. And if you've got one friend, love, I've another in store. He's a friend, love will not deceive you if you will him employ. He's got money enough for love to pay for both the barley and the rye. It's of an old country farmer living in the West Country, and he had the prettiest little wife that you ever did see. Well, a young fella came a-courting her when the old man, he wasn't nigh. And it's all time to take a tumble amongst the barley and the rye.
Thank you. We're going to do now what's starting to become known as our sex medley. So if there's anyone of a particularly nervous disposition, I suggest you go like that. The first of these songs is a song that we learnt from the singing of Burt Lloyd, and it's called The Bonnie Black Hair, and it's it's not about hunting.
This is the Bonnie Black Hair and it's not about hunting.
On the 14th of May, at the dawn of the day, with my gun and me shouted till the woodside did stray, oh, in search of some game, if the weather proved fair, to see could I get a shot at the bonnie black hare. I met a young girl there, as sweet as a rose, and her skin was as fair as the lily that blows. And I said, me young maiden, why ramble you so? Can you tell me where the bonny black hare did go? The answer she gave me, oh, her answer was no. But under me apron there is space under grow. And if you'll not deceive me, well, allow and declare, we'll go off together to see the bonny black hare. I laid this girl down with the fate to the skies. I took out me ramrod and me bullets likewise. And I said, lock your legs round me and dig in with your heels, for the closer we get, love, the better it feels. The birds, they were singing on the bushes and trees, and the song that they sang was, oh, she's easy to please. And I felt her heart quiver, and I knew what I'd done. Says I, have you had enough of me old sporting gun? The answer she gave me, oh, her answer was nay. It's not often, young sportsman, that you come this way. But if your powder is good and your bullets play fair, why don't you keep firing at the bonny black hare? My powder is wasted and my bullets all gone. My ramrod is limber and I cannot fire on. But I'll be back in the morning, and if the weather is fair, oh, I'll take another shot at the bonny black hare.
Thank you. This is another song that I learnt from my mum, so that's okay, because it's like having a little note from her to say that it's okay to sing this sort of thing. This is a song called The Bird in the Bush, and it's not the bush as in Australian terms, and it's definitely nothing about ornithology either. This is an English song.
Three maids a milking they did go. And it tossed their petticoats to and fro. They met with some young man they know. They met with some young man they know. And they asked it of him whether he had any skill for to catch them a small bird or two. Oh yes, I've a very good skill. Oh yes, I've a very good skill. And if you will go with me to yon merry greenwood tree, then I'll catch you a small bird or two. He laid his love under a bush. He laid his love under a tree. He beat at the bush, and the bird it did fly in. You may very well know what I mean. Her sparkling eyes, they did turn round. favored, and he's pecking away at his own ground. Here's a health to the bird in the bush. Here's a health to the bird in the bush. And we'll drink up the moon, and we'll drink down the sun. Let the neighbors say little much.
Oh, well, an old man came a-courting me, I do and darity. An old man came a-courting me, me being young. An old man came a-courting me, fain would he marry me, mate, when you're young.
Careful with an old man, for he's got no forlorum for little I horum. He's got no forlorum for little I day. He's got no forlorum, and he's lost his ding-dorum, so mate, when you're young, never with an old man.
When that we went to tea, I do and darity. When we went to tea, me being young.
When that we went to tea, he started teasing me, mate, when you're young, never wed an old man.
For he's got no forlorum for little I orum. He's got no forlorum for little I day.
He's got no forlorum, and he's lost his ding-dorum, so mate, when you're young, never wed an old man.
When that we went to church, I do and darity. When we went to church, me being young.
When that we went to church, he left me in the lurch,
mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. For he's got no forlorum for little I orum. He's got no forlorum for little I day.
He's got no forlorum, and he's lost his ding-dorum, so mate, when you're young, never wed an old man.
When that we went to bed, I do a darity. When we went to bed, me being young.
When that we went to bed, he neither done nor said, mate, when you're young, never wed an old man.
For he's got no forlorum for little I orum. He's got no forlorum for little I day.
He's got no forlorum, and he's lost his ding-dorum, so mate, when you're young, never wed an old man.
And when that he went to sleep, I do a darity. When we went to sleep, me being young.
When that he went to sleep, out of bed I did creep into the arms of some jolly young man. And I found his forlorum for little I orum. I found his forlorum for little I day. And I found his forlorum, and he's got my ding-dorum, so mate, when you're young, never wed an old man.
Well, an old man came a-courting me, I do a darity. An old man came a-courting me, me being young.
An old man came a-courting me, fain would he marry me, mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. Too much shagging in one night.
I like that. It was all going so classily, so.
Classy.
This is a tune that we learnt from Alistair Anderson, who's a Northumbrian piper and concertina player. Piper and concertina player.
Is he a rabbit?
Or a dinosaur.
yeah, so this is just called Alistair's. Something cheerful good or not cheerful good?
Hands up. All good. That's the assumption.
Hands up for cheerful good.
Miserable.
Hands up for miserable good. Hands up, who doesn't care and we wish we'd just get on with it. Okay, is that evenly spread?
Have you thought of anything while I was bluffing there?
Yeah, go on in. Have we got anything in G we could do? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's from Paris. Yeah,
no. Okay, we could do another one of our pieces.
Yeah, let's do a piece.
Okay.
And then we'll sing something cheerful about sagging.
Or something. at eating, or maybe dying.
This is a tune from Sussex.
Called The Fall of Paris. That's presumably Paris in Sussex.
Thank you.
Second him by the near side, brain led into the stable. His high cross young man, he can eat while he is able, able, so able, as high and corn by old young man, he can eat while he is able. So she's taken him by the lily white hand, led him to the table. Here's cakes and wine for you, my dear, you can drink now you were able, able, so able. Here's cakes and wine for you, my dear, you can drink now you were able. Well, she's taken the bottle in her hand, poured out the wine so clearly. Here's the health to yours and to mine, she said, ain't you welcome home, my dearie, dearie, my dearie. Here's the health to yours and to mine, she said, ain't you welcome home, my dearie. And she's gone upstairs to make his bed, make it soft and comfy. And how nimble she's jumped into the bed for to see if it was easy, easy, so easy. How nimble she's jumped into the bed for to see if it was easy. And the light dragoon has come upstairs, put his trousers on the table. And how nimble he's jumped into the bed for to do what he was able, able, so able. How nimble he's jumped into the bed for to do what he was able. They've laid in bed and the clock struck one, and trumpets they were sounding. Well, her spirits they were high and her courage was low, and she's gone home to her mammy, mammy, her mammy. Her spirits they were high and her belly was low, and she's gone home to her mammy. Oh, where have you been all the livelong night? Been quite her anxious parents. Well, I've been along with the light dragoon because I love him dearly, dearly. So dearly, I've been along with the light dragoon because I love him dearly. Light dragoon came over the hill when the moon was shining clearly. Well, there was a little lady and she knew him by his horse because she loved him dearly, dearly, so dearly. There was a little lady and she knew him by his horse because she loved him dearly.
Other people's lives.
Most of the stuff that we've done tonight can be found on the selection of CDs that we have for sale outside. We probably have enough for one each, actually, and then for the dog. So please buy.
Oh yeah, and we're hoping to use some of this concert tonight on a recording, a live recording, so shout loud enough and you get your royalty check. I'm just not here.
It's gorgeous. No, don't change a thing.
You wouldn't change a thing about me, would you?
Don't change your hair for me. Anyway, thank you for having us, and this is The Wanton Wife of Castlegate.
And the tune afterwards is called The Princess Royal, and it's a Morris tune, but if there's any Morris dancers in the audience, don't dance to it because you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah.
We didn't do that on purpose. But we could have done.
Yeah. they weren't going to admit to it anyway.
That's true. Are there any Morris dancers in the audience?
See?
That was good. That was great. You've got the pointing fingers at the back.
of
I'm Liza, and that's Nancy, by the way.
Hiya. We're not from round here.
We don't live here.
That was a tune that we learnt, a song that we learnt from our respective mums. Well, we heard it sung in a folk club in south of England and really liked it. We learnt it from a woman who learnt it from a Belfast band. And then we kind of went to our mums and got the words and the details, and it's called I Know My Love.
Coerced it out of them.
Yeah. And now we're going to do two English dance tunes. So if you'd like to have an English dance...
Then just stay where you are.
Just sit there and go, dance, oh yeah. No.
If you want to do a Yorkshire dance, which is where we come from, I know there isn't
There isn't a bar here, is there? But you should should have your pint. Should have a pint, a big pint of warm beer.
You can put it in the microwave for about 20 seconds and it'll be just like home.
Yeah. And put it to your chest like that and stay where you are.
Yeah.
Actually, me and Nancy got very drunk a couple of nights ago and thought of a really good joke.
Really?
And it was, yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, we decided to go for a midnight walk out in the bush. We were out in the country and we passed this tree and
this
went...
gum tree.
I went, gum! And then I went over and stood next to it and
she went, by gum, and I went, ee, by gum. Name's Eliza. It was kind of a little Australian Yorkshire joke there.
That was fusion.
It's such a small world.
There wasn't anybody driving through Guildford that night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, just out of interest.
We were doing a really good totem pole impression by the side of the road, and I think...
we had a good night.
These are called the Henrico or Waterloo Fair, and it's a tune from Sussex. And the second one is a version of Speed the Plough, which is from just about everywhere.
Thank you.
very much. Anyone who visited the loo in the last half hour will have heard this one, so you could go to the loo again if you want.
Yeah, but we won't be in there. We'll be here. Yes, we're not quite sure how this is going to go, but we're going to have a go anyway, because we believe in having a go.
Yeah.
So if we get it wrong, then it's because we haven't practiced it enough.
And we'll do it properly for you in the loo later. Yeah. Free of charge.
And if we get it right, it's because we're dead good.
But it's the ladies' loo, so you all have to wear frocks.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
This is a version of it's a song called Sheep, Crook and Black Dog, and we learnt it from our respective parents again. And it's one of those, it's really quite rare because she's horrible to him in this one.
Yes. I think it's good, we need balance. Yeah.
Is me sheep crook and me black dog, I will bid them adieu. Is me bird and me bushes, I will leave them to you. Is me sheep crook and me black dog, I will leave them behind. Fine laurel, fine floral, you've proved all unkind. Unto my designer these words I did say.
do one about them being horrible to each other now.
Yeah. And then we'll do one about him being horrible to her.
And then we'll do one about them both dying and nobody caring. Then we'll do one about them going to counselling.
This is a song from Northumberland, which is where I come from, and it's called Whittingham Fair. It's a version of Scarborough Fair, but
it's harder to pronounce.
Further north and colder. So.
Thank you. Right, this is a song called The Cruel Mother, and I learnt it from my mother. It's
Nancy's
actually...
Nancy's lullaby story.
Yeah. My mum had this, being like a kind of folk offspring myself, my mum had this repertoire of really terrifying lullabies to sing me just before I went to sleep, to make sure that I was completely terrified. Her favourite one was... The Great Silky of Sewell Skerry, which is a folk story about this guy who's sometimes a seal and sometimes he turns into a man and comes onto the land and steals babies. So that was a really comforting one. And this one is
Sleep Well, Darling.
This is an English infanticide ballad, which I mean, it's really a wonder that I'm so well balanced and.
What were we talking about the other day? Which was the other one? There's Long Lankin. My mum used to sing me Long Lankin, which is the one about the... Well, Long Lankin, he sounds like a really skinly, evil sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he climbs in through the cracks in the windows and sticks pins in babies' heads.
I think the line goes something like, blood on the ceiling, blood on the floor.
Yeah. Night, night, darling.
And then... Appley and Orangey was
Appley
the other
and
one.
And Orangey, yeah.
Story that with the song in it that goes, my mommy killed me, my daddy ate me. Anyway,
and then there was, I reckon that folkies always have a big thing about how fairy tales aren't the real fairy tales, about how
they're
all
not nice, yeah.
About how they're bowderized and all the nasty bits taken out of them, so they just make sure that their kids know all of the nasty bits.
We feel better for that.
Thanks, Mum, if you're out there, which you're not, because you're in Yorkshire.
There was a lady lived in York, all alone and alone in York. She fell in love with her father's clerk,
down by the greenwood siding.
She leaned her back against an oak, all alone and alone in York. But first it bent and then it broke,
down by the greenwood siding.
She leaned her back against a thorn, all alone and alone in York. And there she has two babies born,
down by the greenwood siding.
She took her penknife long and sharp, all alone and alone in York. She stabbed her babies to the heart,
down by the greenwood siding.
She buried them under a marble stone, all alone and alone in York. And then she went as a maiden home,
down by the greenwood siding.
She passed by her father's hall,
all alone and alone in York.
She saw two babies playing at the ball,
down by the greenwood siding.
Babes, oh babes, if you were mine, all alone and alone in York. I dressed you up in silk so fine,
down by the greenwood siding.
Mother, oh mother, we once were thine, all alone and alone in York. Never dressed as coarse nor fine,
down by the greenwood siding.
Babes, oh babes, it's heaven for you, all alone and alone in York.
Oh mother, it's hell for you, down by the greenwood siding.
Can I do something where he just dies?
Oh, there's that, yeah.
Or I could do the one where he dies.
Or there's the one where he dies.
Well, yeah, there's the one where he dies and she makes his shroud for him. Or there's the one where he dies and they get to go to bed.
Afterwards, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I'll do that one. Folk music, knock for the squeamish. right. So, yes, this is the one where he dies and they get to go to bed. This is called The Grey Cock and it's a ghost story.
Oh, yippee!
So it's a good job, really. Where was I? Oh, yes, performing. Okay. yes, that's what I'm here for. All right.
Well, he dies.
I recorded this. I get it right on the record.
I must be going, no longer staying. The burning towns I have to cross. I will be guided without a stumble into the arms I love the best. And when he came to his true love's window, he knelt down gently all on a stone, and it's through the pain he has whispered slowly, my darling dear, do you lie alone? She's raised her head from her down soft pillow, and snowy were milk white breasts, saying, who's there? Who's there at my bedroom window, disturbing me from my long night's rest? 'Tis I your love for, don't discover. I pray rise and let me in, for I am fatigued from my long night's journey. Besides, I am wet unto my skin. So this young girl rose and put on her clothing, so swift she's let her true love in, and it's there they kissed and embraced each other. Through that long night they lay as one. Then it's Willie dear, oh dear, oh, where's your colour you'd some time ago? Oh, Mary dear, the clay has changed me, and I'm but the ghost of your Willie home. Then it's cock, oh cock, oh handsome cockerel, I pray you not crow before it is day, and your wings I'll make of the very first beaten gold. Your comb I will make of the silver grey. But the cock he crew, and he crew so full, he crew 3 hours before it was day, and before 'twas day, my love had to leave me, not by light of the moon, nor light of the sun. So my Willie dear, oh dearest Willie, when shall I see you again? When the fishes fly, love, and the sea runs dry, love, and the rocks they melt in the heat of the sun.
Nancy's going to tell you about this one.
Oh, right. This is a song that Liza learnt from her Uncle Michael. It's a song from Yorkshire called The Light Dragoon. And it's about a soldier who comes home from the war.
On his horse.
On his horse. Meets his girlfriend. She recognises him by his horse.
I think.
And she puts his horse in the stable, feeds it. Then she takes him into the house and feeds him as well. Cakes and wine she gives him. Isn't that nice?
and wine.
No one ever gives me cakes and wine.
I know, she will give you cakes and wine.
Really? So she gives him a peanut butter sandwich and...
and a peanut butter sandwich.
And then she goes upstairs and makes the bed. And then she gets in the bed and he gets in the bed. And then trumpets blow and he goes away. And she's pregnant, but it's okay. She's in no way wan or pale or pining at all. She's really chirpy. And that's it.
And would you stop doing that?
And she tells her mum too. Mm. Which is good. You should do that. Your mum wants to know.
Yeah.
Keep talking now. Tell him a joke.
Okay. Can I tell the joke?
You can tell the rabbit joke, yeah.
Okay.
We're having a bit of a rabbit-y night, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Does it know where its mammy is?
Polish rabbit goes into a shop.
Why is he Polish?
Because it's Poland. Polish rabbit goes into a shop and says to the guy behind the counter, got any light bulbs? And the guy goes, no, we haven't got any light bulbs. It's Poland. We haven't really got anything. No, go away. And you're a rabbit. What do you want light bulbs for? No, no, go away. So the rabbit goes out. Anyway, next morning, rabbit comes back into the same shop and goes, got any light bulbs? And the guy behind the counter goes, you're that rabbit that was in here yesterday, aren't you? No, we still haven't got any light bulbs. Go away. What do you want light bulbs for? Go away. So the guy, rabbit goes away. Next morning, comes back into the same shop and goes, got any light bulbs? And the guy goes, look, I've had just about all I can take. You're a rabbit. I haven't got any light bulbs. I'm sick of you. And if you come in here one more time asking for light bulbs, I'm going to nail your ears to the floor. So the rabbit goes, okay. Goes out. The next morning, same rabbit comes into the same shop and goes, got any nails? And the guy goes, no. And he goes, got any light bulbs?
Favourite joke of the month.